USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is assigning Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to look into the origins of the Russia investigation. Durham will lead a probe to examine how the investigation's initial intelligence was gathered. He has led public corruption investigations under both Republican and Democratic administrations. An early U.S. assessment says Iran was probably behind Sunday's attack on two Saudi oil tankers, and now the tensions are rising between the U.S. and Iran as an aircraft carrier has been sent to the Middle East to protect against attack by Iran on any U.S. interests. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is concerned.
I think there's a concern that escalation that is unintended could end up with a much more serious situation than we're fearing, yes.
President Trump reportedly considering sending troops to the region if need be. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
North Korea is demanding the U.S. return a cargo ship it seized because of what U.S. officials claimed were illegal coal shipments. North Korea's foreign minister saying the seizure violates the spirit of a joint statement by President Trump and Kim Jong-un at their first summit in Singapore last June, also saying it's a violation of the North's sovereignty. As China announces retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports, stocks tumble on Wall Street yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still, the stock market doesn't like uncertainty, and stocks deep in the red because of the tariffs, the Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324, the Nasdaq down almost 270 points, the S&P 500 shedding 69 points.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former President Jimmy Carter recovering from surgery after he fell at his home in Plains, Georgia. And a statement from the Carter Center says the 94-year-old former president broke his hip while heading out to go turkey hunting. The statement says the surgery was successful, but Carter remains at a hospital in Americus, Georgia. His wife, Rosalind, is by his side. Actress Felicity Huffman is scheduled to be sentenced in September for her role in the college admission scandal. Prosecutors are pushing for the Desperate Housewives star to serve at least 4 months behind bars and to pay a $20,000 fine. Huffman admitted to paying $15,000 so her daughter could get more time to take the SAT and to have her wrong answers corrected. Huffman is one of more than a dozen other high-profile figures who paid large amounts of money to help their kids get into prestigious colleges. Concerns about the measles outbreak are increasing as the disease is still spreading. The CDC says the number hit 839, involving 23 states. 75 new cases have been reported in a week. The highly contagious, potentially deadly illness was declared eliminated in the year 2000. Now New York has more than 270 cases, the highest number among those 23 affected states. And federal health officials are still calling on parents to get their kids vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.